Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Amy Dickinson and Roy Blunt Jr. are tied for first. Peter each has 3 points. Charlie Pierce has one.
All right, Charlie, you're in third place. You're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank, please. Last Sunday, New York City got more blank than it's ever gotten in a 24-hour period.
Snow.
Right. This week, United Nations human rights investigators called for the United States to shut down blank.
Guantanamo prison.
Right. Mississippi Senator Trent Lott is suing State Farm Insurance to get them to pay for his home, which was destroyed by blank.
Hurricane Katrina.
Right. A month after he suffered a stroke, doctors in Jerusalem performed emergency surgery on blank.
Ariel Sharon.
Right. A man went to confession at a church in Germany and not only declared his sins, but blanked as well.
But took great pride in them.
No, he left his machine gun and hand grenade there. Now that she has dropped out of the Olympic figure skating competition, skater blank will become a spokeswoman for Disney.
Michelle Kwan.
Right. A week after reporting that their french fries have higher levels of fat, blank confessed that they're also not gluten-free.
McDonald's.
Right. Police in Fort Worth, Texas are searching for a burglar who robbed a safe, ate some leftover birthday cake, and left a note signed blank.
Dick Cheney was here.
No. The note was signed, quote, "Your friendly rooftop boogler." The boogler knocked a hole in the roof.
He's going to prison very soon.
Knocked a hole in the roof of a local store. He crawled in through the ventilation system. Police say they're on the lookout for a friendly boogler with poor spelling skills. Carl, how did Charlie do in our quiz?
Charlie had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. He now has 13 points, and Charlie has the lead.
Very well done.
I ain't up on my booglers, right? I've done better.
We've flipped a coin. Amy has elected to go last, so Roy, you're up next. Fill in the blank. After previously interrupting his trial by shouting insults and boycotting the proceedings, this week blank went on a hunger strike.
Saddam Hussein.
Right. Muslims in Pakistan continued to protest the publication of controversial blanks in a Danish newspaper.
Cartoons.
Right. Rene Preval was confirmed as the winner in the presidential election in blank.
Haiti.
Right. At a congressional hearing, officials from Google, Microsoft, Yahoo, and Cisco Systems heard intense criticism of their decision to do business in blank.
China.
Right. After a British DJ read a love poem and proposed to his girlfriend on the air, listeners waiting for her response heard blank.
Some silence, and then he came back and said, boy, I hope your day wasn't as bad as mine. She turned him down and walked out.
That's what happened, yes. Tennis star Maria Sharapova was the only athlete to appear in Sports Illustrated's blank issue this year.
The bathing suit issue.
Of course.
Yeah.
Federal wildlife officials announced plans to take the blank off the endangered species list.
Oh, I know. The bald eagle.
Right. A Wyoming man staged his own disappearance in order to avoid blanking.
Staged his own disappearance in order to avoid appearing. Mark that one wrong.
He just took it to a whole new level.
Yes. No, the answer is to avoid paying a losing Super Bowl bet.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Marvin Hackworth was hoping to win $40,000.
Mm-hmm.
But the Steelers won instead.
Ha,
So he had plan B. He ditched his truck in the mountains. He headed out in a new truck he'd hidden earlier. He planned to, quote, disappear for a while. But after a massive 2-day search and rescue mission was launched, he decided to reappear and face the music. Carl, how did Roy do in our quiz?
Roy had a great round, Peter. 7 correct answers, 14 more points. Oh, he now has 17 points and the lead.
How many, then, does Amy need to win?
She needs 7 to tie Roy, but 8 to win outright.
All right. This is for the game. A bill in the New York State Legislature about hunting safety is now being called Blank's Law.
Cheney's.
Yes, it is. New photo surfaced this week showing the abuses that took place at Blank Prison.
Abu Ghraib.
Right. In his first report, his Fed chief, Blank, warned of possible interest rate hikes.
Oh, I can't pronounce that guy's name. Starts with a B. Billy Hanna.
Ben Bernanke, the author of Jaws, blank, died this week at the age of 65.
Peter Benchley.
Right. A bored German 16-year-old had to be rescued by police after he blanked.
Oh. Fell asleep in a baggage carrier.
No, he got stuck in a big Murphy bed. Country legend Willie Nelson has released a song that he recorded last year about blanks.
Taxes.
Gay cowboys.
Oh.
In his next comic book, Holy Terror Batman, the Caped Crusader will take on a new villain, blank.
Any help?
I hope it's not Muhammad.
Afghan warlord.
No.
Is that a bad thing?
Osama bin Laden.
Right.
Or Al-Qaeda. An Australian man was arrested as he tried to leave a food store with a blank.
An Australian man got arrested trying to leave a food store with a item of food.
With a lobster in his pants. Also,
I was going to say that.
No, you weren't. Also, prawns. Shopkeepers caught him, we presume, because of the unusual wriggling.
I'm still getting over Federal Reserve Chairman Benny Hanna. Cuts the budget right at your table.
That's what I was thinking.
Don't let him flip a nickel at you, though.
So, Carl, did Amy do well enough to win?
She needed at least 7 to tie, but Amy had just 3 correct answers.
Oh, so my goodness.
It's 14. So it's 17 points. Roy Blunt Jr. is this week's champion.
Well done, Roy.
And I hope all of you who bet on me are pleased.
The only person who's luckier than you are this week is a particular quail I'm thinking of.
What I do is, when I do the show, I go back home and I bet people who's going to win.